This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians took to the streets of Tehran Monday to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani at his funeral, even as Iranian officials vowed to exact revenge against the United States for the drone attack that killed him. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei wept as he prayed over Soleimani's flag-draped coffin and those of five other people killed in the U.S. strike outside the Baghdad airport late last week. U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the attack. Black-clad Iranians carried anti-American signs and portraits of the 62-year-old Soleimani. He was the commander of the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. As they marched, the mourners chanted "Death to America" and "Death to Israel." The United States has blamed Soleimani for killing American troops in Iraq and plotting new attacks they claim posed an imminent threat. U.S. officials have not elaborated on the nature of that threat. France, Britain, and Germany have called on Tehran to respect the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers and refrain from violence. In a joint statement, the three signatories of the nuclear deal emphasized the importance of scaling back tensions in Iraq and Iran and reasserted their resolve to fight the Islamic State group. A day earlier, Iran had said it would no longer abide by any of the restrictions set down in the nuclear accord amid mounting tensions with the United States. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Monday he would testify at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate subpoenas him. His testimony could give Democrats key information about Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to take actions that would benefit Trump politically. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The Pope is calling for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
In Kenya, some civilians are moving out of their homes into small towns for safety after the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed a military base that hosts U.S. and Kenyan counterterrorism forces, killing three U.S. personnel. Mohammed Yusuf has more.
Witnesses say people are moving out of villages near the Mandabe airfield for fear of further attacks or getting caught in clashes between security forces and Al-Shabaab fighters hiding in the nearby Boni Forest. On Sunday, Al-Shabaab militants stormed the base, damaging several aircraft and vehicles before they were driven out by the American and Kenyan forces. The U.S. Africa Command, in a statement, said the three men killed were an American serviceman and two contractors. Two more contractors were wounded, and they were in a stable condition. Since the attack Sunday morning, Kenya has beefed up security in and around Lamu County, which borders Somalia. Al-Shabaab has carried out frequent terror attacks in Kenya since 2011, when Kenya sent soldiers to Somalia to fight Al-Shabaab. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is facing new sex crime charges in L.A., even as his trial gets underway in New York City. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Weinstein is accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents in Los Angeles over a two-day period in 2013.
We believe the evidence will show that the defendant used his power and influence to gain access to his victims and then committed violent crimes against them.
DA Jackie Lacey says the two women filed reports with police in 2017. This development comes a day before jury selection is expected to start in New York. Weinstein faces rape and sexual assault charges there. One of his accusers, Rose McGowan, read a letter to Harvey Weinstein.
Today, Lady Justice is staring down a super predator. You.
McGowan says Weinstein raped her. He denies it. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.